welcome to TellerNetcast.com, your local internet radio with news, talk, and culture. I am the host of the show Food Integrity Now. My other co-host today will be joining us shortly, Susan Wright, and our guest today is Mike Schott. Mike is a certified nutritional consultant, and Mike has worked with families who have children who've been diagnosed with autism, ADHD, and has been very successful in using nutritional and biomedical intervention with these families. So welcome to the show, Mike.
Well, I'm glad to be here, Carol. Thanks.
I'm really excited to hear about the work you've done with families and assisting them using nutrition rather than drugs.
Well, drugs are usually toxic. That's the definition of a pharmaceutical, is that it has some toxicity to the body. And these kids are already toxic in various ways and means through our food and our pollution that we've established in this country. They don't need any more toxicity. I work with the DAN protocol, which has been around since 1979. It was pioneered by Dr. Bernard Rimland, whose son is autistic. And DAN stands for Defeat Autism Now. And they have done extensive biomedical research on the causes of autism. And with alternative medicines, the idea is to get to the cause and effect a change in the cause, rather than in allopathic medicine, where they treat the symptoms and try to alleviate the symptoms and never really sometimes even understand the cause. Everyone thought that autism was a complete brain disease, and affected only by things that were going on in the brain. But what is in the brain, of course, depends on what you put in your mouth or what you breathe. And they've come to find that allergies and intestinal dysbiosis, an unbalance in the intestinal gut, is one of the major factors contributing to autism.
Wow.
Yeah, I mean, we all tend to think well, we should treat our heart, or we treat our brain, we worry about our cholesterol, and but we don't worry about what goes into our mouths and what's in our food that we eat. Pesticides are used rampantly in all our all the regular vegetables, not organic, of course, but ones from other countries are just poisoned with different pesticides. And of course, those things are all, they might be very minuscule, and the FDA will tell you, well, you know, there's just one part per million, but our bodies tend to build up things, and some people's bodies build up things faster than other people's bodies. Yeah. And therefore they reach a toxic level, and of course that goes to the brain. And so our brain waves are affected by the foods we eat. People will say, well, I can't eat that, I'm allergic to it. Well, your body can't digest it small enough for your body to absorb, and then your body sees it as an antigen and tries to get rid of it. Of course, when the body tries to get rid of something, it either defecates it out or it encapsulates it in a fat cell, and then it stores the fat cell somewhere where it normally won't do any harm. Usually the buttocks, the thighs, the belly. It's why we all are like we are, the shape some Americans are in, is because they've eaten a lot of toxins and their body just cannot get rid of them.
Wow, that's interesting. I've never quite heard it described that way.
Well, everything's got everything has a function in the body. People say yeast. Well, a person has a yeast infection. I would venture to guess 40 to 50% of Americans have some kind of yeast infection going on in their colon at all times. Mm. And just on a side note, the way to tell that is to stick out your tongue, and if it's white, unless you've just been drinking milk or something. If it's white, you probably have a overgrowth of yeast in your system.
And I think acupuncturists use that. They can read a lot by looking at your tongue.
Well, you know, we in America, we want a blood test. American doctors want a blood test.
Mm-hmm.
Ayurvedic medicine has been around in a written form for 5,000 years. Chinese medicine has been around in a written form for 3,000 years. And they have so many different ways. The Ayurvedics use pulses on the ears and the wrists to determine imbalances in the body. The mm-hmm. Chinese look at the lines in your face and the lines in your hands. And of course, our allopathic medicine that's supposed to be quote-unquote modern just doesn't even think about whether it's good or whether that is effective or not. They just treat it as voodoo and they dismiss it. But there's a lot more Chinese and Indian people around than there are us.
Yeah.
And in China, people live to be 70 and 80 and 90 years old on a regular basis. And we're just starting to do that in the last two generations.
Mm-hmm.
Before that, we were living to be 50 years old.
Although I think that figure is going to change if we don't do something with the amount of pesticides in our food and the processed food and high fructose corn syrup.
Well, we've seen it over the last 30 years. You know, a sample of broccoli might have had 200 megs of magnesium in it 50 years ago. Now it's lucky it's got 10. And of course that, you know, you can eat a lot without getting anything. And that's what it's become with our food. If you eat a pound of broccoli, it's only 8% protein, but you digest all of it.
Yeah.
A pound of meat, don't let the cattlemen hear me say this, but a pound of meat, you use so much energy using it up that you don't get as much protein actually in your body as that pound of broccoli.
Yeah.
And you can eat the same amount.
Yeah.
Plus our meats, these are things that have built up in our systems, starting with specifically with autism. My mother got one vaccination back in the 20s when she was born. I got three. I was born in the early 50s.
Mm-hmm.
Now the kids are getting 22, but before they're 2 years old.
Mm.
Now, I got my polio, measles, and maybe
rubella,
yeah. Diphtheria,
MMR.
Yeah. Now, they didn't combine them all then either. They only gave them one at a time. Now they combine them in these deadly cocktails. And people will say, well, no, it's been disproven that, you know, that has anything to do with autism. Well, it's been disproven by the companies that are manufacturing the shots.
Yeah.
And they say, well, we've taken the thimerosal out of the shots. Yeah, with the new ones, but we always carry 3 to 5 years worth of old stuff around
mm-hmm.
that's preserved by that mercury that they're still giving out. The flu shots
mm-hmm.
have thimerosal or something like it in it. Also, the guy who just proved that, who was the leader in proving that autism is not caused by the vaccinations, just absconded with $2.5 million. It was on the internet last week.
Yeah, I read that.
$2.5 million, and they're looking for him. And that $2.5 million was supposedly spent on the research to disprove it.
Mm.
So what did he do?
Mm-hmm.
You know, 75% of all clinical studies that are ever done by any college are never completed because they're funded by pharmaceutical companies. And the pharmaceutical companies, if they're not getting the answer they want,
mm-hmm.
they just stop the study.
Yeah.
And they say, well, that study never comes to light.
Mm-hmm.
If you start reading British Lancet, the Japanese variety of that, medical journals, Chinese medical journals, even France and Germany, you'll find that their studies are a lot more complete and a lot more true.
Yeah. Well, this is all very interesting. Thanks, and we are going to take a break. You are listening to TellerNetcast.com. The show is Food Integrity Now, and we will be right back. Welcome back to to TellerNetcast.com. The show is Food Integrity Now. I'm one of the hosts, Carol Gravet, and joining me is Susan Wright, my co-host.
Thank you.
Glad you're here, Susan. And I've been interviewing Mike Schott, who's a certified nutritional consultant who has worked with many families of children with autism and ADHD. Mike has been sharing with us his thoughts about how vaccinations and other such things affect these syndromes. So, Mike, do you want to carry on and tell us what else you think is valuable to know?
Well, there, you could go on. I mean, there's, I got a book in front of me that's 200 or 300 pages, and there's plenty to know. But basically, most people don't understand how the body works, and therefore they wouldn't be putting the stuff in there that or giving it to their children. The body has muscle memory, and the stomach has muscle memory, so that when you put something in your mouth automatically identifies it as what it needs, what the stomach needs to do. If you put in meat, it's going to kick up a bunch of acid because it knows that it's got to digest that meat. By the way, meat digests in your stomach, not in your intestine. So if it does get into your intestine, it takes a very, very long time to get out of your body. Mm. And so those muscle, if you go to a European or a kosher diet, a Mediterranean or a kosher diet, you'll find that people eat salad at the end of their meal or during their meal. And one of the reasons they do is they put a heavy sauce or a heavy, something heavy on a soup onto their stomach first to create a high acid, so that their body digests quickly and it gets through your system. That's why you see people eating for hours and hours and you're wondering why they're not getting full. Well, they're eating in the right order and therefore their body is able to assimilate it. Well, an autistic does not assimilate it. Now, one of the things that help us digest are enzymes. And enzymes are in every food. They're in your body. In your body are coenzymes, which are geared specifically towards pineapple has a coenzyme in the body that allows it to digest pineapple. If you don't have that coenzyme, your body will have a hard time digesting that pineapple. Hmm. Now, specifically what the Dan people have found out is that although autistics are all different, drastically different sometimes, one of the most common things they have is DPP-4, a shortage of DPP-4. That's dipeptylpeptidase, to make a short word longer. It's also the genetic marker CD26. Now, it's in the cilia, in the intestinal tract, it's in the heart, it's in the brain, it's in the pancreas, which governs sugar assimilation. And they're all short on it. Hmm. Now, Americans are notoriously short on other enzymes that are in the body, but the CD26 runs through almost every single autistic child. And without it, bread, milk, and all sorts of different substances are recognized as an antigen that cannot be broken down by the body, and therefore they have an allergic reaction. And in an allergic reaction, the brain chemistry is affected. Histidines and amino acids are not making changes in the body that they should. Different aminos and enzymes are not making the changes in the body that they should. And so we treat, one of the major things we treat in the DAN protocol is the intestinal imbalance, and we do that by giving them DPP-4 and sometimes large amounts for the size child it is, but therefore they're able to get rid of their food. They're able to process it somewhat, and we see immediate results. I've seen children that have had diarrhea for a year, a week later stop, no diarrhea. Mm-hmm. You know, just from that substance.
Do you actually have to go in and assist them to change their diets as well?
Well, I'll tell you what, a mom of an autistic child, if that autistic child is getting better, she's becoming a scientist, more so than most pediatricians. Mm-hmm. Most doctors are not scientists. Most doctors are mechanics. I'm not putting down all doctors. I'll be the first one to tell you to go for something serious, to go to a doctor. But most doctors just follow, you know, if let's say five kids all go to the same doctor and they all have the same symptoms, they all get the same drug. Whereas each individual kid, it might be a totally different thing wrong with them. Mm-hmm. It could be emotional. It could be food-based. It could be pollution, like his environment-based. Maybe he's being exposed to something. So when you start dealing with an autistic child, the biomedical intervention includes heavy metal testing, plasma, serum plasma testing for metals, for all the food panels, massive food panels to see what they're digesting, what they're not.
What are the main culprits that you see in the diet?
Yeah, we see mostly bread, and most people don't realize that bread is sugar. A piece of white bread or pizza crust or a croissant will turn into sugar in your body faster than vanilla ice cream. And so a person says, well, I don't need sugar. You know, I'm talking to them about maybe weight loss or something, and they say, I don't touch sugar. But they eat a bagel for breakfast, and then they have a sandwich, and then they have bread at dinner, and they're taking in a half a pound of sugar, you know, a month. Mm-hmm. The average American takes in 170 pounds of sugar a year, and that's more than some cultures do in their entire lifetime. And 70% of it is hidden in their foods. So we have a long way to go to clean up our food systems. And so the first thing we want to do with an autistic is get that food broken down. And bread and milk are two of the biggest culprits. Our milk is not really milk anymore. It's all the enzymes have been taken out of it, all of the probiotics have been taken out of it, the acidophilus. And that allows it to be broken down in our bodies. Mm-hmm. And I have a 4-year-old son, and he's been on raw milk since he was off breastfeeding. And sometimes he wouldn't eat all day. That was just such a complete food that I couldn't get him to eat anything. Mm. Consequently, he's not that bouncing fat little baby you see in the grocery store. He's thin, but he's not underweight. Mm-hmm. And he's intelligent, you know. Mm-hmm. So that's one of the things we do is we put in enzymes. We also put in probiotics because they're not getting enough. We don't do certain types of foods anymore, like sauerkraut and fermented foods. Mm-hmm. Our culture doesn't have a lot of fermented foods, and those help in the digestion. The other thing that we find with the autistics is they have massive yeast overgrowth. And so we have to do yeast cleanses in order to get that out.
Like candida?
Yeah. Most people are familiar with yeast, not in the intestine, but in other parts of their bodies. But the yeast is very... I've seen kids where you can actually scrape it off their skin when they start having a die-off. Mm. And their intelligence level instantly goes up. Another food substance that is really good for any kid, not as well as autistic kids, is oils, our essential oils. I just saw a study of 20,000 kids over 2 years where they gave them omega-3s, and they wound up increasing their IQ in 1 year from 8% to 16%, which is massive.
Yeah. Definitely brain food.
Yeah. If you know, they ask why Johnny can't read, it's because he's, you know, gone to the local store and bought a big gulp, and it's a gallon of soda with whenever I used to lecture, I used to stand there with a cup of coffee and put 8 to 10 teaspoons of sugar in it and watch people's reaction as I put it to my mouth. And I said, you wouldn't drink this? No, they wouldn't drink it. Well, this is what you're giving your child when you give them a can of soda. Mm-hmm. And if you give them 3 a day, you've ostensibly ruined any educational experience he's had that day because his mind's racing so high. Mm-hmm. So yeast is another really big thing for... And it's simply treated. You don't have to use drugs. We certainly do use drugs with yeast and with the autistics because sometimes you just have to attack it at first. Mm-hmm. But grapefruit seed extract is a great thing for yeast. there are plenty of others. Something as simple as cilantro. Cilantro cleans heavy metal out of your body.
Nice.
Now, you know, you wouldn't think, you know, you always see that as a little side thing on your dish, you know. My wife and I make salads of parsley and cilantro just without any lettuce, mm-hmm. with just cleansers mm-hmm. in it. And that's the other thing is heavy metals. You know, we've passed on heavy metals through our generations, so, or we live in a place where there's constant heavy metal. And the kids, that affects their brains. Because mm-hmm. that, actually, yeast's job in the body is to encapsulate the yeast. Yeast encapsulates the heavy metal and gets it out of the body.
Mm. Well, it's just amazing. Well, we are going to take a break. You are listening to TellerNetCast.com. The show is Food Integrity Now. We will be right back with our guest, Mike Schott, who is a certified nutritional consultant, and he's talking about diet and autism, and we're going to be talking more about ADHD in the next segment, so stay tuned. Welcome back to TellerNetCast.com. The show is Food Integrity Now. I'm here with Susan Wright, my co-host, and Mike Schott, who has been telling us about what he does or what he has done as a certified nutritional consultant working with autistic families, families of ADHD, amongst other things, I'm sure. And Susan, I think you had a question for Mike. Do you want to ask that?
Would you take us through a case, explain what you did, explain the individual characteristics of the child you were working with and how what you did improved and what improvements you saw?
Well, normally I don't see the child through a long period of time. I'm kind of like an introductory person and an adjunct person. You need a doctor. You need a damn doctor to really... I can interpret the tests. I can read, you know, any of biomedical tests and things, but you really need a doctor to see a person all the way through. But I can give you a few short ones. One involved a woman who no longer lives in Divide, but used to live in Divide. And she was told about me, and she gave me a call, and she said her son had diarrhea for a year. And I said, how old's your son? Well, he's 4 or 5. I said, you know, I just couldn't believe someone would have diarrhea for a year. But she didn't have a lot of money, so she couldn't, or insurance, so she couldn't go to the doctor. But the doctor's office had referred her to me. And I get a lot of that because the doctors are, a qualified doctor is so full that he can't see people for 2 months or 3 months. So he sends them to me and I get them started. Well, I just gave them enzymes. DPP-4 enzymes, and in a week, this woman called up crying, like I was a miracle worker, because I stopped her son's diarrhea. I mean, think about it. If you had a 4-year-old that constantly had diarrhea mm-hmm. for years, or for a year, I mean, that's pretty hard. I had another case, to show you how varied the cases can be, of a friend of mine. He became a friend of mine. He had twin boys. And one was just totally restless all the time, and one was almost comatose. Now, these are identical twins, and they're both affected totally different.
Hmm.
And he moved away to an area of the country where he could get more financial assistance, because some areas of the country will subsidize all your biomedical stuff. But he finally went to a whole food vitamin with me, and he had tried everything. And when he went to that whole food vitamin, he started using fermented kefir in coconut husk, in a whole coconut. Cut a hole and you put the kefir in, you let it ferment on your, you know, it sounds weird, but he used that. And he finally got rid of the yeast so that the active ones started calming down and the calm ones started perking up. Actually made eye contact. I have several kids that their moms would all of a sudden, you know, they used to buy hundreds of dollars worth of product from me, and all of a sudden they're not contacting me anymore, and I'll call them up and say, is everything all right? You know, do you need financial assistance or, you know, that type of thing? And she goes, no, he's better. He's in regular school now. Here's a kid that I saw at 9 who was, you know, constantly fidgeting, not making eye contact, not talking, and then he's fine. After intervention for years, and mom trying to figure out exactly what's wrong with them. The case that got me started with this, I have a niece that has autism, and she's fairly normal now. But the case that started me was the doctor sent a woman to me who had a daughter who was 6 years old and completely nonverbal. Everything else about her was fine. But she was completely nonverbal. She'd never uttered a sound. And in females, they have very strange things wrong with them sometimes, you know, where they have almost nothing wrong with them and then, or everything. Well, I started her on amino acid complex and electrolytes. Electrolytes are calcium and magnesium and minerals that are micronized so that they reestablish neural net in the brain. And about a week later, she calls me and she's crying. And I hear traffic in the background. She's on a cell phone. I said, are you all right? I figured maybe she was stuck on the highway out on I-25 or something. And she goes, no, you wouldn't believe it. My daughter just turned to me and said, plain as day, we're going to grandma's house, aren't we? So that's how profound a change it can be. And then other changes, you know, people work on it for years and years and years and get just a little bit of the social behavior back, or, you know, because every single autistic child is different.
And Mike, how does it work with the families that you've assisted that the children have been diagnosed with ADD or ADHD, which I think is sometimes a bogus diagnosis,
yeah.
Because it's, you know, it's just a, you know, it's a way to control.
I consider ADHD to be the bottom spectrum part of the spectrum in autism. That's just a personal opinion. You won't get anybody else to say that, but here's another case. A grandmother comes to me and says, my daughter has an autistic son, and he's been diagnosed with autism, and, you know, I don't think he's autistic, and yada, yada, yada. And I said, well, you know, write down everything he eats. Is he staying with you for the week? And she said, yes. I said, write down everything he eats all week. So she wrote down everything he ate. And so I looked at it, and I said, well, this kid's eating like 2 pounds of sugar a week, 3 pounds of sugar a week. And he won't be read to, and he's hyperactive, and that's where they gave, you know, just a regular pediatrician gave the diagnosis, well, he's autistic, you know. Well, I said, well, he's got to cut out the sugar. Well, he can. He goes crazy. He throws things. He breaks things. I said, well, you know, so it was a heroin addict. And a heroin addict has to be tied down sometimes in order to break the habit. And she, well, my daughter would never do that. Well, then your daughter's going to have... brutally frank with people about this, and I said, your daughter's going to have an autistic son, and he's going to be in an institution when she's gone. And the main thing to remember about having an autistic child is to get him well enough that he'd function on his own before your time to go arrives, you know, because you won't always be there for him. Well, the grandmother arranged to have the child for a month. She says, I'll take him for a month. And within 3 weeks, the child was asking to be read to and was the calmest kid you'd ever seen. The first week was hell. He broke half the dishes in the house. She had to put a padlock on her refrigerator, take everything out of her cupboards. But she returned that kid normal. And he wasn't autistic. He was hyperactive from the amount of sugar he was putting in his body. Now, the ADHD is a combination of sugar and lack of certain things. You're not getting the minerals you need. You're not getting the oils you need. You know, if you talk to an anthropologist, you'll find that everywhere civilization got intelligence was next to a major fish source, had major fish in their diet. And they were getting those omega-3s that are essential for brain health. And you'll find that places that didn't have any fish or no source of omega-3s, there wasn't intelligence. It's still not there today in places in Africa, in the inside of Africa, where they don't get the right plants and they don't get they haven't made that leap, you know. And it, just to reiterate, omega-3s will increase your IQ and better your skin. I mean, just for anybody, not just for autistics, but better your skin, make your sleep patterns better. Mm-hmm. Anytime you're affected.
Heart disease,
mm-hmm. Cholesterol. I have several friends of mine that have high cholesterol in my age group or high blood pressure, and they've treated it with red yeast rice, omega-3s, from India, herbs, and had dropped their cholesterols down to normal levels.
There are alternatives to Lipitor.
Oh, I'll tell you what. If you look at the PDR, I have several copies, but you look at the PDR and you see the toxicity in some things, and you won't believe that people are taking it, you know. And Lipitor is, you know, as we watch the news, we can see this drug and that drug fall by the wayside that have been used for 20 years. Mm-hmm. And the FDA has approved them. Mm-hmm. And the FDA is just an arm of the pharmaceutical companies.
Yeah.
The chemical companies.
We know about all those ties.
Well, and that's why we have, you know, people are saying, well, why do we have autism? Now they're saying 1 in 100 kids, boys, will have autism. Why do we have it now? Why is it, you know, all of a sudden there's this great influx, mm-hmm. you know? We have it because our food's getting worse and worse and worse and worse.
And speaking of that, too, I mean, you're talking about fish, and fish has a lot of mercury in it now, and that's something that just I'm like, concerned about because I love fish. I eat fish all the time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, well, we are going to take a break. You're listening to Food Integrity Now on TellerNetcast.com, your local internet radio with news, talk, and culture. We will be right back. Welcome back to TellerNetcast.com, your local internet radio with news, talk, and culture. You're listening to Food Integrity Now, and I'm here with my co-host, Susan Wright. I'm Carol Gravey, and we've been speaking with Mike Schott, who has been giving us a lot of information about nutrition and diet and biomedical intervention with autism and ADHD. And we left off, we were talking about the benefits of fish and fish oil.
Yeah, well, the fish oil, doing a regular fish is kind of a crapshoot, you know, whether you're getting it, unless you know where the fish actually came from, like trout or a salmon that comes from Colorado, is unless there's a Coors factory upstream from it, it's probably pretty good. but the oil has certain brands like Nordic Naturals and Carlson's have formulas that they have purified. They've made sure that the oils are not contaminated with mercury and some of the other things.
Do you feel like it's better in liquid form rather than a capsule?
It's always better in liquid, especially if you're older and you don't have the stomach acid to break down those little gelatin caps.
Okay.
The Nordic Naturals is in the little rubber. I say rubber, but it's not rubber. Are gel caps. Mm-hmm. Now, the Nordic Naturals taste so good and is so purified that the kids chew them. Mm. And, you know, I remember as a kid taking cod liver oil, one spoon a day, and it was like the worst part of my day. But it probably lent itself, since I grew up in New York, it probably lends itself to me being a lot healthier mm-hmm. Down the road. One of the things we do in biomedical intervention with Dan is beside the fish oil and the enzymes and amino acids and making sure they get enough vitamins is we do chelation. And that's something more of us should practice with our food. There's certain foods like cilantro and milk thistle and dandelion that will clean your liver, clean your lungs, campaign. There's tons of herbs that clean the lungs and are good for the heart, and those are natural food chelators, and they're sauerkraut, different things like that. Now, with the autistic kids, their pollution is so profound that we use patches, arm patches that chelate, that have certain things, amino acids and things in them, that will get rid of, slowly get rid of the metals. Because when you pull the metals from someone, their body has a, can sometimes have a very violent reaction. So that's why we need to go to a doctor to get some of that stuff done. They also have creams they use. Now, 20 years ago or 22 years ago, I found myself with toxic blood. Now, like I said, I grew up in New Jersey. I went to Southeast Asia, flew around in airplanes with all sorts of garbage that we were dumping over there in it. And so I did something that they do in Europe as a 50th birthday present, is intravenous chelation. I sat down and had an intravenous put in my arm with a nice big quart of quart bottle of vitamin C and calcium and some special synthesized amino acids, and I sat there and read the paper for an hour, and I did this 10 times, and it saved my life. It cleaned my blood up. And so this is something they've been doing in Europe since the early 1950s, and it's something that the AMA fought against for years and years and years again in this country. And it will replace 75% of the angiograms done in this country. And that is $45 billion business. So if you can replace 75% of that with something natural, it takes a little time, of course. It's not like going in and going out. But 1% of people that get angiograms die from them. And no one that I know of has died from chelation. So this is something that, you know, we need to start incorporating some of this stuff into our systems. If every person chelated once in a while, with foods even, some of the toxicity that we pass along to these children wouldn't be there, because you wouldn't have it to pass along. You know, my mom passed on, by being breastfed, my mom passed on her immunity to me.
Right.
And then my wife passed on her immunity, but they also passed the bad things. So we want to get rid of the bad things before we do that. And the other one of the other causes, people always ask for causes in besides our pollution, is that we moms do not, or women do not take the, and men do not take the time to clean themselves up before they decide to have a child. The person might be drinking. I've heard of, I've seen pregnant women smoking. I almost got arrested one time for taking the cigarette out of a pregnant woman's hand. Just because, you know, it's just wrong. You know, it's just wrong.
Well, and even secondhand smoke.
So, or secondhand smoke, you know.
She lives with someone who smokes.
And I was a smoker for many years. And, you know, and I was always, my mom raised a gentleman, so I didn't smoke in front of a person that had bothered. But I never thought much about the secondhand part of it, you know. But when you see someone having an asthma attack and they can't breathe, you know, that is, you know, it's scary, you know, over something that you did. That is scary. You know? Another thing, too, people would be listening to this at this altitude. There's a substance that I discovered working with autistic kids called DMG, dimethylglycine. Anyone who has trouble breathing up at this altitude, we're up at 8,500 feet, can take that very easily with any other medication they're taking and breathe a lot better.
What is dimethylglycine?
It's a substance that's gotten derived from beets. And a woman said, well, if I eat beets, that'll help me. I said, no, well, you know, your body can't synthesize it from beets. However, it's Olympic safe. I used to have a lot of Olympians as clients, and they used it and never got in trouble for it. My wife used it in a boulder, popping 26 pills in 26 miles. And you could actually eat a large glass of this stuff, pure, before it has any kind of contraindication. And, you know, the only contraindication has been diarrhea. But anybody who has a hard time, maybe at night sleeping, would like to open up their airwaves. It increases the oxygenation of the body in the heart and brain. And, of course, anytime your blood is getting able to build more oxygen in it, it's going to be a lot. You're going to be a lot healthier. And
are you familiar with Edgar Cayce?
Oh yeah.
Yeah, Edgar Cayce talked about a blood cleansing diet or cleanse to do, and that was. I may have the amount of time wrong for this, but it was essentially doing a cleanse where you would do a day of just fruits,
mm-hmm.
and you would fruit juices, and you know, organic fruit juices, obviously, and then the next day you would do just organic vegetable juice, and you would alternate that for 4 or 5 days, and that was a way to cleanse the blood. Do you know anything about
right.
that?
Well, it is. It's like I was talking about diets, European or a kosher diet and a lot of other diets is we tend to eat things all the time in our society. We eat pineapple, you know, every month of the year. Pineapple is only produced in Hawaii and only at a certain time of the year. So where are we getting our pineapple from? You know, we're getting it from all over the world. And people used to be a lot more like that. They used to eat certain things at certain times. They ate, you know, meats at certain times because that's when they butchered their animals. They get grains at certain times because that's when the harvest was. We don't do that anymore. And we need to get back to that type of eating, eating things separate, eating things, different fruits will, you know, you eat fruits for a whole day and I'll guarantee you're going to be, have a cleaner intestine. Mm-hmm. And the average person carries around 10 to 15 pounds in their intestine. So when a lot of my lady clients would come in and they would say, well, I want to lose 10 to 15 pounds. Well, it's besides, you know, exercise, start cleaning out your intestinal tract. The same thing we do with the autistics. We give them enzymes and probiotics, mm-hmm. something to break up the bilge. You know, I mean, it's we use Roto-Rooter in our pipes. We use liquid plumber in our pipes, but we don't use anything in our pipes in our body. Yeah. You know, we just feel that it's going to go away. And there's an old, it was supposedly folklore, but I found out it was actually true, is they found 40 pounds of undigested beef in John Wayne's colon during his autopsy.
Really?
Now, he didn't just eat that last week. He ate that 3 months ago.
Mm.
And they wonder why someone gets cancer. Well, you've got something that is usually rotting in your garbage can in your intestinal tract.
Yeah.
Of course.
Yeah, I've heard that most diseases really originate in that area.
Well, it's how we get all our nutrients.
Mm-hmm.
Most of our diseases, except the ones inhaled,
mm-hmm.
We get through our intestinal tract. And earlier, when I was saying we treat our hearts and we treat our lungs and we worry about that, but we don't worry about our intestinal tract. And
right.
There's actually tribes in Africa and South America that are called geophagous.
Mm-hmm.
They eat dirt regularly in order to clean out their system.
Well, and dirt has microorganisms that are
good
for the
intestinal
tract.
Well, you go down to the health food store and buy clay.
Yeah.
You know. And it'll clean you out, and it'll make you drop weight, and you'll be healthier.
Huh, interesting. Well, this has been fascinating, Mike. I feel like we could talk more, and maybe we'll have to invite you back to, if you're interested, and to share some more information, because there's just so much to talk about in this area.
Well, and food especially. I mean, the variations on food and health,
mm-hmm.
I was in the business for many years and treated many different types of people, not just autistic.
Yeah. And if you have any questions for Mike, you can email either Susan Wright, Carol Gravey, or Matt Spaeth at info@foodintegrity.org. And that will go to all three of us, and we can get your questions answered through Mike. So thank you for listening. You've been listening to Food Integrity Now on Telernetcast.com, your local internet radio with news, talk, and culture. Thanks for listening.
I'm on the show.